A new farmer-friendly component added to Animal ID. Thanks for being with us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
Well, the Secretary of Agriculture announced, gave some guiding principles under which the public as well as the private sector could be used to maintain animal tracking data, which could be used to trace back any animals within 48 hours in the event of a need to do so due to biosecurity threat or bioterrorism event or foreign animal disease.
Dr. Emmett Rawls heads up the University of Tennessee's Animal Identification Program, and he's referring to last week's announcement from Secretary Mike Johanns that enables the private sector to maintain animal movement data as part of the National Animal Identification System. Up until now, it was thought to strictly be in the hands of the government.
But there's been a big concern about the security of the information being closely held by the government and not available to anyone else so that someone else could know their business. There's also been a concern that APHIS, the Animal Plant and Health Inspection Service, you know, might, because of the Freedom of Information Act, be required to share that information with other government agencies. So that's also been a concern.
Dr. Rawls says the compromise was a result of producer feedback to the department over concerns of confidentiality. So far here in Tennessee, well over 1,000 premises have been registered. Nationwide, over 100,000. Dr. Rawls says, though there are still some questions with the system, the process is moving forward.
We have some state money that's now available to help move ahead with getting animals identified, perhaps having people test the water, if you will, learn how the animal tracking systems can be used. Some money is being made available, will be made available for markets on a cost-share basis to help them put into place equipment that can be used to track animals when they come through the market.
The Animal ID system ensuring the safety of our food supply to the general public and our trading partners. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.